You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training is beginning for all 30 teams, including the Texas Rangers. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about what's going on there. I'm Allison Sweater. T.R., two things I want to talk about. First is just Colby Lewis, not because he's pitching for the Rangers, but because he's not. So I feel like we just need to spend a couple of minutes talking about what he meant to the organization. Seemed to be kind of emotional on his way out. Long, long tenured at Rangers, so that's got to be kind of hard for both sides to make that break.
This is the first time in 8 years he's been in spring training with the Rangers. Signed with the Rangers in 2010 out of Japan, where he revived his career. Outstanding in the postseason, outstanding in the clubhouse. Outstanding, you know, when he's healthy, the guy could pitch. He went through a lot of injuries, incredible injuries. Had hip replacements, flexor tendon, knee surgery. Fought through it all. He was almost a bionic man. And it's shocking that Colby's not here, but Derek Holland's not here. You know, you look at in 2011, the Rangers had their best rotation ever. They're all, you know, started the full season. Matt Harrison, Alexia Gondo, Derek Holland, C.J. Wilson, Colby Lewis. Now they're all gone. I mean, just unceremoniously, they just kind of drifted away. It's amazing. Matt Harrison's retired. CJ's retired. Colby, you know, wants to pitch again, but he knows it won't be for the Rangers. And Alexio Gano's pitching in Korea. And Derek Holland with the White Sox. It's just amazing what happened to that great bunch after that one great year. But Colby will definitely be missed.
Yeah, so it just sounds like he's kind of in limbo right now. I guess maybe I'm sure that there was interest, but it sounds like nothing that interested him. Just the kind of deals that maybe, or the kind of offers that he was getting.
I'm not sure if he wants the minor league deal or not. And the guy pitched great last year up into June. We were talking about him possibly going to the All-Star game, and then he came down with an injury, and he was down for 2 or 3 months and didn't pitch well when he returned and didn't pitch well in the playoffs. And I think that, you know, impacted the Rangers' decisions. You know, they went out and got younger, got more power arms and Tyson Ross and Andrew Kashner, Colby, I look around and see teams. I mean, you tell me this guy can't even come into camp to compete with some of these guys. I'm not saying Colby can still pitch again, but I just can't believe there's not a team out there that at least wouldn't want to take a look at him, especially if they got guys at the World Baseball Classic and they have innings and spring training. Just look at the guy because, you know, he was pitching very well first couple of months of 2016.
Yeah, you have to wonder if he's just going to stay home, stay in shape, keep his arm in shape, and then see what happens when needs come up, when injuries happen throughout spring, and then maybe hook on with somebody. But, yeah, like you said, he seems like he still has something to offer, if not just to take a low-risk, high-reward kind of approach to it. Okay, so let's move on. You had a really nice in-depth interview and feature with Jonathan Lucroy, who I think that the people who have covered him and known him through his career know that he's a very smart, very insightful, very kind person. But it's always nice when the fans can actually read something about the kind of person he is, and you really delved into that. So what of all the things, and we'll talk about a lot of the things that you talked about in your story, but what was the first thing that like kind of stood out to you that seems to make him a pretty special guy?
Just how determined he is to give back. I mean, you know, he's big into helping out American military veterans, and, you know, he's working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he's working with the Miracle League, and he's working with Muscular Dystrophy, and he does a lot of community work. But the one thing that stood out for me is this guy donated a significant amount of money to an orphanage in South Africa, I mean, on the other side of the world. I mean, this guy he loves to give back no matter, you know, what the venue, what the cause. I mean, you know, the guy's dedicated baseball player. We all know how much homework he does preparing his pitches for a game and, you know, batting practice. But this guy, he's almost kind of like a Renaissance man of how much interest he has outside of baseball and what he does and what his family's involved in. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it sounded like he had a little bit of an epiphany a few years ago when, like you talked about, his roommate and best friend from college and the paths that their lives both took, and his buddy had an incident in Afghanistan and had major injuries. And it sounds like that's what really, you know, kind of turned Lucroy. It kind of triggered something in him to maybe do a little bit more.
Yeah, that would, if you read the story and, you know, his best friend goes over to Afghanistan, gets wounded very severely in a firefight and almost lost his life. And Jonathan, you know, saw what it was like, what he was going through, and, you know, he's just been very determined to the cause. I mean, it's that simple.
When you, you know, catchers are very similar in personality. They're kind of natural leaders. They're all very smart. I mean, you can't be a major league catcher and not be extremely bright because there's just so many things you have to do and remember on an everyday basis and throughout the game. You really can't take even a minute off. And so he's when you say like that, he just seems to be a well-rounded guy. But there's with these smart guys, I mean, they need things to occupy their minds away from the game. That seems to be like a running theme that goes beyond like video games. And so it doesn't really surprise me that like he kind of falls into that mold that he really needs to be mentally stimulated when he's away from the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, Dirk Nowitzki is one of the greatest basketball players in NBA history. And one thing that his coach growing up in Germany, one of his coaches encouraged him to do was play the saxophone. He wanted something that Dirk could do to get away from basketball, get away from the game. And it's really, and Dirk says it's really helped him. And I think, you know, all these players, you know, whether it's golfing, fishing, hunting, you know, C.J. Wilson had an exotic interest like photography and car racing and things like that. But I think all these players need something, whether it's just their families or anything, just to get away from the game, get away from the pressure, get away, clear your mind, clear your body, and relax and enjoy life. And I think Jonathan's a perfect example of how it helps him.
Awesome. All right, good stuff. TR, thank you so much. Enjoy spring training. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, guys.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.